Gavin Newsom characterized green energy and positive environmental policy as essential, bipartisan, and pro-business, citing the regulatory legacies of former California governors Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon, and positioning California at the forefront of the world's sustainability vanguard.
Ronald Reagan established the modern environmental movement in 1967, year of my birth, with the California Air Resources Board. And he did so because of the smog in Los Angeles. It was a business-driven decision. The business community said, we simply can't do business in LA, Mr. Governor. And he established the Air Resources Board. 3 years later, it was Richard Nixon that codified that under the Clean Air Act and gave California a waiver that allowed us to pursue aggressive environmental policy. And that's why California has dominated the national debate in this space.
Newsom used the word dominant often to describe California. Before getting into climate policy or the challenges posed by the Trump administration, he broke down some of the facets of California's economic supremacy.
We dominate with more engineers, more scientists, more Nobel laureates, more venture capital, the finest system of higher education, public higher education in the world, in business startups, number one in two-way trade, number one in direct foreign investment, in every category. The dominant manufacturing state, the dominant farming state, the dominant state as it relates to hunting jobs, you didn't know that, jobs related, in every category, we have no peers. We talk about the future, you're talking about what's next. California's in the future business.
Newsom said California was proving the paradigm through its ability to sustain all the economic activity with an electrical grid that is 67% powered by clean, green energy.
Get this. 9 out of 10 days in 2025, we've run the fourth largest economy in the world at 100% clean, green energy. 100%. As of last Friday, 217 out of 243 days, 100% clean energy. We're proving the paradigm, you know, the genius of and versus the tyranny of or. And I think, you know, there's power in emulation, success does leave clues. And I think California's been an interesting and a successful model in this space. And we're just trying to navigate this new space as it relates to the macro headwinds coming from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
The stark difference of attitude toward environmental policy in Sacramento and D.C. was clearly demonstrated on Tuesday as Governor Newsom announced a new climate partnership with Brazil aimed at cutting pollution and promoting green infrastructure. That same afternoon, President Trump appeared before the U.N. to call climate change the greatest con job in world history. Governor Newsom responded.
Pretty remarkable what was said by the current president yesterday at the U.N. about climate. What the hell is that?
In the first 8 months of Donald Trump's second term, he gutted the Federal Environmental Protection Agency and restricted states' own ability to enact their own environmental regulation. In June, Trump signed a series of resolutions blocking a California mandate that all passenger vehicles sold in the state be zero emissions by 2035. Many believe that Newsom has positioned himself as a central Trump adversary, both on the environmental and online fronts. Political observers widely believe Newsom is building up his national profile, readying himself for a 2028 presidential run. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I'm Sharon Sabota.